AM 560, The Answer. From the local youth hockey rink to the ultimate stage of professional ice hockey arenas, you are on the air with In the Crease and your host, Kenny McCutton, professional ice hockey skating and skills coach, bringing you into the arena and into the world of ice hockey. Brought to you by Coco 5, hydration and performance powered by all-natural coconut water and Garden Fresh Market, the world's best produce delivered fresh to their stores 7 days a week. And now, In the Crease. With your host, Kenny McCutton.
You are on the air and in the crease with your host, Kenny McCutton, the Chicago Wolves skating and skills coach. The show tonight will be dedicated to one of the greatest goalies of all time, Terry Sawchuk. I am delighted to have his son, Jerry Sawchuk, with us. Welcome to In the Crease, Jerry.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
I appreciate you being here through a mutual friend of Dave Feimster, and Dave was able to get me Gary Unger a couple of weeks ago, and now he's got me Jerry Sawchuk.
He's your new agent.
He is my new agent. I want to start off with the book that was written by David DePue in 1998. I read it back then, and I just recently read it again. You had an awful lot to do with that project, didn't you?
Well, yeah. I had basically asked all the players involved to not talk to anybody about a book because we had plans of doing one, you know, through the family.
Mm-hmm.
And they held to their word, and when it was time to open the doors for David, they opened up.
No, that's terrific, and I enjoyed the book. The book has its ups and downs, and you know, called The Troubles and Triumphs of Terry Sawchuk, and it was a great read. And I want to go back to your dad in his Winnipeg days. He was born in 1929, and he had a brother that passed away at 17, and that tore him up, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's funny you said that. I just got back from Winnipeg. My brother Terry and I went there. They are doing a bio on him called Terry Sawchuk, The Winnipeg Years.
Mm-hmm. That was one of my questions this evening, too.
Yep.
How did that go? How did that go?
It went fantastic. We covered the neighborhoods where he lived. We met some of his friends, you know, from baseball, and it was quite touching.
And they're actually doing a reenactment on the ice. I mean, I saw a video of that, I believe, on YouTube, where there's an actor dressed like your father on the ice in the outdoor rink.
Yep. In fact, one of my buddies at work saw it and said, "Boy, your dad looks young there."
Yeah, the only mistake I think they made, Jerry, was the padding on the goaltender looks a little bit bigger than what your father was wearing.
Yeah.
They
found the oldest equipment that they could find. It's a half-hour bio, and it's on their local TV, so they're sort of not funded the best, but the guy's putting his heart and soul in, named Danny Scherr, and I'll tell you, I was impressed.
Well, I think it's wonderful that the name is being kept alive.
Yeah, and today with the internet, it's amazing how these young kids have looked them up. These kids nowadays, they know stats, records.
Oh yeah,
you can ask them anything, and they have the information. So,
well, your father started wearing your uncle Mitch's goalie pads at the age of 10, and the rest is history.
Yep.
Which is amazing because at 14 years old, I think he even went to a Detroit Red Wing camp at 14.
Right. Yeah, they drafted him young. His brother Mitch was his whole life, and from what I'm hearing, he was better than my dad.
Wow.
Believe that.
Wow.
Yeah.
I want to go back a couple of years. When he was 12, he ends up breaking his arm, which really affected him his whole entire life. He breaks his arm, never tells your grandmother about it, and the arm ended up being 2 inches shorter for the rest of his career.
Yep. And also, I think they took out 108 bone chips out of there eventually in his elbow. Yeah, he was supposed to be going to church, and he decided to play, I guess, football, would be rugby there, and he broke it, and he was afraid to tell his mother he didn't go to church.
And it set improperly.
Right. And not only did it affect his arm, you know, playing hockey, his first love was baseball.
Okay.
and he had a contract with the St. Louis Cardinals and the Detroit Red Wings on the table at the same time, and he had to make a choice.
I never knew that.
Yep. And he was worried about throwing from first to third with his arm, and so he picked hockey. I think he picked the right one.
I believe so. He turns pro at 17 years old. He wins Rookie of the Year in the United States Hockey League in 1948. He wins Rookie of the Year in the American Hockey League in 49, and wins Rookie of the Year in the NHL in 1951. Yeah. Pretty scary.
I've never heard of anybody doing that.
No.
The USHL is still a league. It's the oldest league ever.
That's right.
Yep. I even played in it for a little while.
You were talking about your dad being a baseball player. Ted Lindsay has a great quote that you could throw a handful of rice and Terry Sawchuk would catch it all. That's a great quote.
Yep. That had to be during the four shutouts in eight games.
That's right. He had during the playoffs.
Yep. Yep.
And Emil Francis says that that is one of the greatest feats of all time. And his quote was that he was a winner from day one.
Yep. Yep, and coming from Emil Francis, that means a lot.
Jerry, let's talk about the earlier days in Detroit. Jack Adams being the general manager, he was like a father figure to your father.
Well, Jack knew how to push his buttons. I heard a story from my mother that they were playing whoever, I think it was Toronto, and he took a shot on the toe, and it broke his big toe. His toe was deformed for the rest of his life.
Hmm.
And he played with it. And they lost the game 2-1. And I guess Jack Adams chewed into him so bad that my dad had tears in his eyes. So
yeah, because that was his support, wasn't it, early in his career, was Jack Adams.
Yep. Yeah, Jack was a hard man, but he did take a liking to my dad, but he also traded him away after the first year.
Yeah, and we will get to that a little.
Bring him back.
Yeah, I know that, and I know that broke his heart also. But let's talk about your father's unique style called the Sawchuk Crouch. Face was very low. It enabled him to see throughout the legs of players and not around them. It's obviously a style that we'll never see again.
Well, not to that extreme, but your best goalies like Martin Brodeur, he didn't flop like the goalies in nowadays. He played angles.
Mm-hmm. You
know? I mean, he went down, but he played his angles. My dad was superior with angles. He didn't even need to warm up to go into a game. He had his angles down so good that he gave the players what he wanted them to shoot at. And he was just perfect with those angles.
And obviously being that low with that crouch prior, I think he played maybe 12 or 13 or maybe even 14 years without a mask. He obviously got hit often playing that kind of style.
Yep. A lot of stitches at home, a lot of black eyes, a lot of bumps and bruises. Sometimes he'd come out Sunday morning and with his shirt off, and you just wonder how he could even survive. I've seen some pretty black and blue marks, believe me.
No, that's crazy. And basically players that played with your father said that he literally played through pain continuously throughout his whole career. But the thing was, nobody was going to take his job.
No. And he would put on, they had atomic bomb back then. And I guess it's like an icy hot.
Yeah, the red hot. Yep.
Yeah, his body was so, you know, beat up that he'd take a bath in that before the game, and the people sitting next to him in the room couldn't even take it. But it would get his muscles heated up, get those bruises heated up so he could move.
When I was a trainer in Chicago, Tony Esposito did the exact same thing from his neck down to his ankles,
yeah.
Atomic red balm, and then throw the long underwear over it.
Yep.
Which, I mean, the average person that even puts that on, you feel a burning effect, but once you start sweating, it's ridiculous.
Yes, I know. I've used it, and it hurts. But, you know, I guess that whatever works, works. And like you said, you do what you'd have to do to stay in that net.
Ron Ellis was quoted by saying that he wore less equipment on his upper half than most forwards or defensemen.
That's true. He would never get rid of, he hated new equipment. just hated it. When they break in pads, he would give his pads to the minor league goalie to break them in for him. They threw away his belly pad, I believe it was in New York, 3 or 4 times, and he'd fish it out of the garbage. And they kept telling him, you can't use it because the tape's falling off the tape, falling off the tape. There was so much tape on it, and he just wouldn't part with it.
He was so used to it, and I believe Lefty Wilson was the one getting his belly pad made for him during those years.
You might be right. I couldn't tell you about that. I do remember the belly pad. It had a big bullseye right in the middle of it, but there wasn't much there. It was just leather and some felt.
Well, Jerry, this is going to be a fun night. I will return in a few minutes with Jerry Sawchuk. You are listening to In the Crease Hockey Radio.
Get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com traffic center.
I'm Maria Arnold with your look at traffic. No accidents to report on the expressways and tollways at this time. On the upbound Dan Ryan, the 87th Street entrance ramp to the Ryan is closed with police activity. Traveling westbound on I-90, the Jane Addams, starting at Route 53, we have delays over to Meacham due to overnight construction. In Woodridge, they cleared a crash at 75th and Route 53. In Arlington Heights, they're working on a broken water main at Olive and Belmont. There's fire activity in Hillside at East End and Washington. In Wheaton, fire activity at the 1100 block of Midwest Lane. There was an earlier fire in Blue Island at Ashland and Broadway and in Beach Park at Sheridan and Crissy Avenue. Chicago weather currently 45 degrees and fair. Overnight, the low 41 and clear. Tomorrow, the high 50 and mostly sunny. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Sean Hannity believes Hillary Clinton has an uphill battle.
I don't think it's going to quite unfold the way Hillary wants, and I think it's going to be more difficult than she anticipates. Let's start with the fact and assume here for a minute that if she wins the Democratic nomination, she's going to be running now for a third Democratic presidential term. She will be tied directly to the record of Obama.
The Sean Hannity Show. Afternoons at 2, right before Joel Walsh at 5, on AM 560. The Answer.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5. All-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
You've been hearing about Garden Fresh Market and their huge variety of fresh produce, but you'll be pleased to know that you can find all of your favorite brand name products too. Don't worry about getting the most for your money anymore. The value at Garden Fresh Market has changed the way Chicagoland grocery shops. A deli, choice meats, fresh fish, there's something for the whole family to enjoy with prices that will assure that you keep coming back. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Visit GardenFreshMarket.com to find a location near you.
20 years of credit counseling and debt management services. More than 36,000 program members freed from credit card debt. Nearly $100 million saved in high interest and finance charges. It's Trinity's 20th anniversary, and these are just a few of the milestones we're celebrating as we begin our third decade of helping people become debt-free for keeps. Did you know that members who complete our program save on average more than $20,000 in interest?
My name is Mike. From the very first phone call, Trinity brought us relief by stopping all the late fees and collections calls, greatly reducing our interest and consolidating our bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Now we're on track to save nearly $17,000 in finance charges. Happy 20th anniversary, Trinity. Thanks for helping so many save so much.
And Trinity can help you, too. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
AM 560, The Answer.
We are back in the crease with your host, Kenny McCutton. This portion of our program is brought to you by one delicious drink called Coco 5, natural coconut water developed by a team of professional NHL sports medicine experts. Coco 5 is your healthy hydration drink alternative. My guest tonight, standing in the crease, is Jerry Sawchuk, the son of legendary Terry Sawchuk. Jerry, I know you tried playing goal for a little bit as a youngster. How difficult was that, having the Sawchuk name to live up to?
Well, when I was young, we couldn't get enough hockey, whether it was playing in the house or in the summertime on the grass. The wintertime, my mother would give me my breakfast. I'd be out the door at 7 o'clock in the morning and be down at the lake till 9, 10 at night. And I'd be so tired I'd fall asleep in a snowbank, and my dad would have to come get me. When we got into organized hockey, they had us on a team with Mark and Marty Howe, I think Kenny Delvecchio, and I mean, we were just 5, 6, 7 years old. We were playing more than the pros were playing, and they had us showcased all over Canada wherever we went, and that was fun. And later on, when we started to get a little bit older, you know, while my dad was alive, it really didn't bother me. But once I, that summer that my dad died, I went to Kitchener a couple months right after that and played junior. And we got through the first half, I had a great camp, got through the first half of the season, and then all of a sudden it was like a hammer was dropped on me. It was like everything that happened and, you know, what was going on. It just hit me like a ton of bricks.
And you're awfully young, too.
It was difficult.
Yeah, you're awfully young to be able to handle that.
I was 15 years old.
You were that young going there, huh?
Yep. I was an underage junior at the time. They only allowed a couple on the team.
And being an American made it a little tougher even back then.
It didn't make it any easier, that's for sure.
Yeah, because first of all, those teams were so so much affiliated with the top clubs that the scouts would definitely want their own kids playing. And back then, that would mostly be Canadian kids.
That's true. College, they didn't look at any college players. You had to be very exceptional as an American player. And that went on for a long time. Even your buddy David Feimster caught the end of that. And if you ever ask him, he'll tell you. But, you know, I got treated very well there. I felt at home. They were all good to me. And it's just, you know, whatever I did was in the newspapers twice as much as somebody else would be. And it got tough.
Oh, I'm sure.
I ended up walking away for a year.
Just because, just the pressure.
Yeah, I just went through a lot with my father being gone. I'm away. It was just a lot to handle at that time.
Mm-hmm. Jerry, I want to shift gears a little bit. We were talking about your father earlier in the show, playing through an awful lot of pain. Tell me the story. You've told me this one before, or Dave had told me, Feimster, that you witnessed Bobby Hull hitting your father with a slap shot in Toronto. And your father took off his sweater, and what did you end up seeing?
That was earlier in the season. I thought you were going to game 5 of the playoffs against Toronto. That's another whole story there.
Okay.
He got hit right on top of the shoulder. And in that shoulder, if you could take a hockey puck and put it right straight through from front to back, that's the mark that was taken out of his shoulder.
And you witnessed that on the ice as a kid?
I saw the scars. It was quite nasty. And, you know, because they're playing and the infection, and it was looking pretty bad. But it actually took a chunk right out of him.
I read in the book that players had a tough time being in the locker room, just seeing your father's body battered the way it was. I mean, they're carrying only one goaltender, so there wasn't any spare goalies, I don't believe, until 64 or 65. So
right.
he's playing every game, but he refuses to sit out.
Well, don't forget, back then, if you had somebody come in and play for you from the minors, the minors were pretty good. It was only 16.
That's right.
So whoever came up might steal your job. That might have some little bit to do with it, too. And that was his goal crease. He wasn't going to give it up to anybody.
And I think they were all like that.
Yeah, just remember, after that great year, Glenn Ault came into Detroit, and they shipped my dad to Boston.
Yeah, because he was in the wings, literally with Detroit.
Yeah, but how could you trade my father after the fantastic year he had? I mean, they had talent coming out of the minors everywhere.
And that's where Jack Adams, the relationship turned a bit, didn't it, with your father and Jack Adams?
I would believe so, for him to get rid of him.
And Glenn Hull only ended up being with Detroit a short time. He ended up in Chicago the rest of his career, then St. Louis.
Yep, and Glenn Hull is my favorite goalie besides my dad.
That's wonderful. Love it. A great style in itself also. Talking about Glenn Hull, he's at an All-Star game. He picks up your father's blocker, and he could not believe the weight. And he asked your father, how do you cover the high shots on your blocker side? And your father says, I just use my elbow. And plus the heavy blocker keeps his stick on the ice. He said it was, you know, ridiculously heavy. And he never changed that either.
It was.
You actually remember it, huh?
If you ever look at old pictures, look at it. Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like it's all built up.
Yep.
Yeah, it goes back to just being used to what he liked as a goaltender, and he didn't want to change. I knew Tommy Ivan very well, Jerry, and I used to go up to his office many times and talk about old Detroit Red Wing hockey. And here he was, the president of the Blackhawks during that time, and I used to say, Mr. Ivan, tell me some stories about Gordie Howe. Tell me some stories about Marcel Pronovo or Terry Sawchuk. And he said there was no better goalie than your father. And this is coming from a gentleman at that time that had already seen Glenn Hull play many years. And Tony Esposito was his goalie at the present at that time.
That's quite a compliment for Mr. Ivan. I've met him a few times.
I knew Mr. Ivan well, and he used to actually say that your father used to say, going up to take the ice, boys, just get me one. That's all I need. So he believed he was going to get a shutout. So that's a quote directly from Tommy Ivan.
Yeah, I played with the Red Wing alumni for a few years, you know, for charity. And Gary Bergman had just came up, was towards the end of my dad's career, and they were in Toronto, and it was a big game. And my dad hollered down to Gordie, Gordie hollered down to my dad, how many, Yuke? He said, two.
That's all he needed.
So they went out. Yeah, they scored a goal in the first period, and he said that was it for the rest of the game. Gordie scored the two goals. They walked away with a 2-1 win.
Crazy. Since we're on that subject of shutouts, between 22 and 25 years of age, he wins three cups. The incredible stat that nobody talks about is in 1951, he had 11 shutouts. 52, he had 12. 54, he had 12. And in 1955, he had 12. And the record we know is 15 by Tony Esposito. But to be able to do that year in and year out.
Yeah, it's quite amazing. This is, you know, the beginning of his career, and just like a lot of people said, there wasn't any better. You know, it tailed off a bit. He was still great, but those first few years, he was just unbeatable. He was also with a good team, which didn't hurt, but, you know, they had other good teams, too. He had, you know, Toronto, Chicago, Montreal. I think Boston was a little down there. I don't know if the Rangers were that good back then, but.
And when he was traded to Boston, as you said earlier, that was difficult on him because I believe, too, he just wanted to be a Detroit Red Wing the rest of his life.
The wing wheel was on him. He really took that hard.
And I believe he was going to a Boston team that wasn't very good during those years.
Yes. You know, it's just funny, too, because I read some articles when I was in Winnipeg, and this is from the Boston papers that had said, you know, they didn't make the playoffs, and they said you cannot blame Terry Sawchuk. You know, they were giving him accolades, how well he played, and, you know, it was great to have him there.
And in that short time, I know the fan base was crazy because they came to see your father.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I just went through some pictures with him and Ted Williams in the locker room after the game. My son saw that. So, yeah, they treated him pretty well in Boston, but then when he came down with that mono and nobody had diagnosed it, he went through all that weight loss. I don't think the management treated him very well. And
Jerry, can you hold that thought?
Sure.
We will be back right after this break.
Breaking up can be hard to do, especially if it means breaking up with your old radio station. You know, the station you used to spend all your time with, the one you went everywhere with. Then one day, you woke up and realized your old station had changed. Yeah, happens. Good news is, now you're listening to AM 560. It's like a breath of fresh air. News, opinion, insight. All the things you're looking for in one radio station. Welcome to AM 560.
Fox News Radio. I'm Steve Rappaport. Police in Nepal confirming more than 3,200 people died in Saturday's earthquake.
Across Kathmandu, buildings crumbled as the ground shook. What is not clear is the extent of the damage in Nepal's more remote areas. For those pulled free from the destruction, there is the urgent need for medical help. But the demand on hospitals is overwhelming, with patients being treated wherever space can be found.
Sky News correspondent Stuart Ramsey. Opening statements expected Monday in the death penalty trial of Colorado movie theater shooter James Holmes.
Attorneys for James Holmes don't dispute that he did it, that he opened fire in the movie theater in Aurora, but they say he was in the throes of a psychotic episode at the time. And Holmes has pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity. Holmes faces 166 counts of murder and attempted murder and possession of explosives.
Fox Radio's Jessica Rosenthal in Centennial. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Maria Arnold with your look at traffic. On the outbound Dan Ryan, the 87th Street entrance ramp is closed. That's due to an accident that occurred near Lafayette and 87th. Police on the scene with that. Westbound on I-90, the Jane Addams, it's heavy from Route 53 to Meacham thanks to overnight construction. Good news in Woodridge, they've cleared a crash at 75th and Route 53 in Arlington Heights, a broken water main at Olive and Belmont. There's fire activity in Hillside at East End and Washington. There was an earlier fire in Wheaton at the 1100 block of Midwest Lane. Also in Minooka, they had an earlier fire at the 600 block of Chestnut Bridge and in Beach Park at Sheridan and Crissy Avenue. Chicago weather currently 45 degrees and fair. Overnight, the low 41 and clear. Tomorrow, the high 50 and mostly sunny. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
Most grocery stores lack that special something. So often you're disappointed for many reasons. High prices, no selection. Since when has going to the grocery store become displeasing? At Garden Fresh Market, you'll be pleasantly surprised all over again with your grocery shopping experience. From hand-picked produce and on-site butchers to premium seafood and popular brand named fare. At Garden Fresh Market, you'll get the best selection of every product you need. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Find a store near you at gardenfreshmarket.com.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
You've been hearing about Garden Fresh Market and their huge variety of fresh produce, but you'll be pleased to know that you can find all of your favorite brand name products too. Don't worry about getting the most for your money anymore. The value at Garden Fresh Market has changed the way Chicagoland grocery shops. At deli, choice meats, fresh fish, there's something for the whole family to enjoy with prices that will assure that you keep coming back. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Visit gardenfreshmarket.com to find a location near you.
Live from Roswell, where we're witnessing unbelievable scenes. An alien spaceship has crash-landed into the home of Mrs. Janet Smith.
It's a disaster.
A flying saucer actually crashed into your roof.
Oh, that? My home insurance will take care of that.
Then what concerns you?
Yesterday, my air conditioner stopped working. That's not covered by home insurance.
but it could have been covered with a home warranty from American Home Shield, along with her other major home systems and appliances, including her refrigerator, plumbing, oven, water heater, washer, and more. Individual plans start at less than $2 a day. For valuable free information, call 1-800-900-1556. Service requests are subject to a fee for each trade called. Some exclusions and limitations apply. Home insurance can cover what might happen, but a home warranty helps cover what will happen.
Now, the dishwasher's leaking.
Life happens. Have a plan. Get a home warranty from American Home Shield. For valuable free information, call 1-800-900-1556. 1-800-900-1556.
AM 560, The Answer.
I am your host, Kenny McCudden, and we are back in the crease with my guest, Jerry Sawchuk. Tonight, we are going back in time with the great Terry Sawchuk. We left off in the last segment talking about his Boston days on a very poor team. Milt Schmidt was the coach, and he ended up leaving that team, Jerry. Isn't that correct?
Well, yeah. He, like I said, he had mono. He was down to, I guess, 140 pounds. He was just wore out. And he decided to retire from hockey.
And then he started working some jobs outside of the game, and they didn't work out well.
No, and I think from what I read that he was the first pro athlete to have a press conference when he announced his retirement.
Hmm.
And as far as, you know, working jobs, not working out, I was so young. I was 3 years old back then, so I really don't remember anything on that.
I think your father's most comfortable times was being around the boys, just being in the locker room. There's players that have said he was at his happiest moments when he had won a game, sat at the edge of a trainer's table with his pads on, and had a cigarette.
Yeah, that was pretty common. Yep. Yeah, you don't get to be that good not being the competitor that he was. He hated to lose. I don't care if it was anything, even cards, whatever. He hated to lose. That was just in him. And I think the record speaks for itself.
When I've seen the likes of Ted Lindsay or Gordie Howe speaking about your father and reading the book, it reminds me an awful lot of Tony Esposito. Tony Esposito was described as a miserable, moody person, wouldn't speak to the press. It seemed like your father was identical to that.
He did not have a love affair with the press, that I can tell you. I don't know. I think this might have been in our book that I think it was New York or Boston. Joe Falls, a local writer here who was a legend, was a rookie back then, and he was standing in line to interview my father. The goalies always sat by the door, and then they had a defenseman, and then, you know, on and on from there. And the next thing you know, he saw the reporter running out of the room, and as the door shut, a pair of skates hit the door. So Mr. Falls said he skipped that interview and thought he'd catch my dad in a better mood at a later time.
Wow.
He didn't trust the press.
That's what I read.
Yeah, he felt he was treated unfair at times, and, you know, once you lost his trust, that was it with my father. My father would take a shirt off his back for anybody, but, you know, if you burned him one time, that he would never forget that.
And the things that he did for kids and that type of thing, he didn't want people knowing about.
No, and he did a lot for kids, and he just didn't want it publicized.
I
can't tell you why, but that's just the way he was. I don't think he wanted to be in the papers.
Yeah, he just wanted to live a private life outside of the game.
Yep, I think that's right.
Jerry, tell me about the death threat that your father received to throw a game. There was a phone call made to your father and to throw the game, and there's not much written about it. What do you know about it?
I don't know anything about that. You're telling me something.
Yep. Doing my studies on your father, there was a death threat. Your mother, I'm surprised, never told you that story, but
no.
He took it to management, and they tried to handle it with the police around him that night. And I don't know whether it was at the Olympia or on the road, but he refused to let it bother him, and he ended up shutting out the Rangers that night.
I could see him being threatened and going out and giving it even more, just to shove it at the guy or whoever. Yep, that'd be my father. I've never heard that. I heard of Ted Lindsay getting death threats, but I've never heard my father.
In 1954, Jerry, the Red Wings played an outdoor game against the Marquette Prison Pirates in Michigan. What a great story.
Yep, I have some pictures of that.
I saw a picture of your father on the bench.
Yeah, they had to take the hockey socks and cut them, cut them up to make hats for the players. It was up north Michigan is cold. And that's a true story. Can you imagine that happening today, a coach grabbing these players today and taking them up there just for a gag game like that?
No, and here the prisoners were letting the Red Wings know when they were ready after all their practices, and Detroit ends up beating them 8-2. But this is what I would love, Jerry. I'd like to know where the bucket is today, because there was a bucket presented from the inmates with everybody's name engraved in the bucket. Prisoners and players, that thing should be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, yeah, I'll tell you, that's right. Wouldn't that be something to find?
I mean, the picture I loved is your father signing autographs on the bench to who, I don't know whether they're guards or other inmates, but also I guess he had a little fun when the puck turned the other way. He sat on top of the crossbar often throughout that game.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they had some fun with it. And that's probably about a 12-hour bus ride from Detroit. So that's really something that they do something like that. How times have changed.
You have been listening to In the Crease. We will be right back with Jerry Sawchuk after these messages.
Get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Maria Arnold with your look at traffic in Woodridge. There's a crash at 75th and Route 53. They're repairing a broken water main in Arlington Heights at Olive and Belmont. Lots of fire activity out there in Wheaton at 1100 block of Midwest Lane. There's fire activity. Crews on scene in Blue Island and Ashland and Broadway. In Beach Park, fire activity at Sheridan and Chrissy Avenue. And in Manuka, a fire at the 600 block of Chestnut Ridge. Things looking good for the most part on the expressways and tollways. Outbound Dan Ryan, IDOT crews cleared an accident at the Stevenson. Inbound Dan Ryan, they also cleared a crash on the exit to the outbound Eisenhower. The inbound Stevenson exit to the inbound Ryan is a bit heavy thanks to ongoing construction. Chicago weather currently 46 degrees with a few clouds. Tonight, the low 41 and clear. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Most grocery stores lack that special something. So often you're disappointed for many reasons. High prices, no selection. Since when has going to the grocery store become displeasing? At Garden Fresh Market, you'll be pleasantly surprised all over again with your grocery shopping experience. From hand-picked produce and on-site butchers to premium seafood and popular brand named fare. At Garden Fresh Market, you'll get the best selection of every product you need. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Find a store near you at gardenfreshmarket.com.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros And you can for free by calling 1-800-700-2114. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-700-2114. 1-800-700-2114.
AM 560, The Answer.
We are back with another period with In the Crease. I am Kenny McCudden with my guest, Jerry Sawchuk. This part of our program is brought to you by some really healthy food from Garden Fresh Market. Choose from thousands of items that include your favorite name brands and the freshest hand-picked produce. Visit your local Garden Fresh Market and find out why Fresh is their middle name. Jerry, what would be your fondest memories that you can remember of your father?
Well, as far as hockey goes, it was the Stanley Cup with Toronto Maple Leafs.
In 67.
Oh, yeah. We caught every game on Hockey Night in Canada. And the fondest memory would be Game 5 in Chicago. That was a huge game, and that's the game that Bobby Hall, I believe, had 14 shots on him alone that game. And, again, he wouldn't let a pee by him, and I think that broke Chicago's back. Chicago ran away with the league that year. They had it all. And Bobby Hall had hit him point blank so many times that night, and he hit him in that shoulder a couple times. And it was like he was wearing a suit coat, a dark suit coat. Hmm. That's how beat up that man's body was.
I want to read out a few stats here. Your father played 21 years, rookie of the year in the NHL, 971 games played, Stanley Cups, 4 Vezina trophies in 52, 53, 55, and I believe 67 with Johnny Bauer. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. In fact, that's the first time that they ever had a dual goalie on it. My dad had played one or two games in Johnny Bauer or, you know, something like that, and they wanted to give my dad the Vezina, and my dad said he doesn't want it unless he splits it with, you know, Mr. Bauer.
Hmm.
So the league did that.
And here he was, an 11-time All-Star, 103 regular season shutouts, which has been broken, 12 playoff shutouts, and the teams that he played for, Detroit, Boston, Toronto, L.A., and New York, and was inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame in 71.
Correct.
And going back to winning that Vezina with Johnny Bauer, your dad was 37 at that time.
Correct.
Which we're not seeing too much anymore. You might see the Patrick Waughs maybe or the Brodeurs, but I don't believe we're going to see guys beyond 35 to 40 anymore.
It seemed like in that era, the goalies, you know, the Glenn Halls, the Jacques Plante, and even Gump Worsley, they all played, you know, later in those years.
Well, they said they weren't seasoned until they probably became 32 or 33.
Well, Scotty Bowman had a good idea when he brought some of those guys in, because Glenn Hall played very well for St. Louis in the playoffs.
And
I remember watching that. That was quite something to watch.
And his sidekick was Jacques Plante.
Yep. I heard that my dad possibly was going to St. Louis from the Rangers before he passed.
Hmm.
So that would have been interesting.
Going back to Johnny Bauer, Jerry, one day I read this, well, it was actually a footage of Johnny Bauer saying that he asked your father one time, he goes, "I'm having trouble with my angles." And Terry, can you take a look at it? This is in 67. And your father came back, he says, "I've got enough problems in my own life." So I don't think he was even letting him in. I know he was splitting with him, but he probably wasn't even wanting to let him in too much.
Oh, my dad had a sense of humor. I don't think he was doing it. He probably helped him out. Like, you know, Marcel Pronovo told a story that they were playing Toronto again, and Marcel knocked a goal in on Dad. There was one goal, and then another one bounced off his pad, went in the net, another one, and then one bounced off Marcel's shoulder and went in the net. And they lost the game, and Marcel sat next to my dad and my dad's sitting there quiet, and Marcel didn't know what to say, and he finally, after about 15 minutes of quietness, he says, "Yuke," he says, I'm sorry. He says, "What are you sorry for? You beat me clean on all three of them."
And he was a major part of the book that was written in 98, Marcel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah, they were the best of friends. Marcel's a good man. He was very close to my father, one of the few players that was close.
When he speaks of your father, you can see the respect, whether it's on film or hearing the quotes, complete respect.
They went through a lot of battles together. Toronto, Detroit, Montreal, those were wars, and they fought them together. My dad would wake up out of a dead sleep hollering Marcel right out of, look out. He'd be dreaming of, of the game.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
And that locker room was a pretty darn good locker room. As a boy, that must have been pretty impressive to walk in there, and you've got number 9 in there, and you've got Alex DeVecchio wearing number 10, and Bill Gatsby. Crazy amount of Hall of Famers in that locker room.
Yeah, well, Gordy loved kids. He would call me Mary and always tease me. And the funny part was that back in those days, they just didn't give out sticks like they do now. Lefty Wilson, the trainer, would have all the game sticks locked up in a special bin, and then they'd use sticks at practice. And the players would open the game sticks up, and Mark, Marty, and I would grab them all and head out the door, and then Lefty would be chasing us down the halls of the Olympia. So they used to get gags doing that.
Well, Marty's told me stories that his dad used to come back after practice with a handful of sticks and throw them out in the driveway for everybody to play ball hockey, and he says that he wishes that he still had every single one of those sticks.
Yeah, Mark and I ran into Mark at one of the events at Joe Louis, and he says, "Boy, when we were young, I was wearing Terry Sawchuk gloves and pads." And I said, "Yeah," and I had Gordie Howe, skates and pads and sticks and gloves. And
wow,
I sure wish I had that today.
We will be back in the crease with Jerry Sawchuk. Stay tuned.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
You've been hearing about Garden Fresh Market and their huge variety of fresh produce, but you'll be pleased to know that you can find all of your favorite brand name products too. Don't worry about getting the most for your money anymore. The value at Garden Fresh Market has changed the way Chicagoland grocery shops. A deli, choice meats, fresh fish, there's something for the whole family to enjoy with prices that will assure that you keep coming back. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Visit GardenFreshMarket.com to find a location near you.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. We had been running up balances for quite some time, and it became a crisis. Finally, my wife Vicky said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
Trinity will consolidate your bills, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
We are now completely debt-free, and we will never be in the spot we were again, thanks to Trinity.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is John.
I'm Vicky.
And I'm Emma.
And we're debt-free for keeps.
That's 1-800-990-6976.
AM 560, The Answer.
I'm your host, Kenny McCudden. Within the crease, my guest has been Jerry Sawchuk, discussing the on and off ice career of Terry Sawchuk. We ended that last portion of the program, Jerry, talking about the Gordie Howe sticks and the Terry Sawchuk pads. Do you have anything of your father's?
As far as hockey, no. all the trophies, the Vezinas, Lester Patrick's, the Hunter shutout puck, which is my favorite. That's all at the Hall of Fame in Toronto.
And the mask and the belly pad and the arm guards I've seen there too.
Yeah, that's not mine. That's the NHL's. They ship that there. And the stuff I do have, of course, I collected some hockey cards. They aren't vintage or anything like that. And I have plaques from his retirement at Joe Louis. We have other plaques for the AHL Hall of Fame. And we do have some memorabilia from the 54 Stanley Cup. They gave them sterling silver sets. And the kids, my grandkids and my brothers have some stuff. But, all the big stuff's at the Hall of Fame, where it should be shown.
I agree. In 1994, your father's jersey, number one, was retired. Was your family on hand for that occasion?
Yes. My whole family is there except for my sister, Debbie. That was the first time our family's been together in a long time. My sister, Carol Ann, that was her first hockey game ever.
Wow.
And about 15 minutes before we were going into the ceremony, a gentleman from Stroh's came up and said I had to do a speech, which I already figured I did, and I tried to dump it on my two brothers. they don't have anything to do with it, so I handled the speech there for everything.
In 1998, the Hockey News listed your father number 9 in the all-time rankings of players, which is pretty impressive. Tell me a little bit about the rink in Winnipeg that's named after your father.
It's a typical Canadian neighborhood rink.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best ice I've skated on, I can tell you that. We went there and did some filming of my brother and I walking up, and they had his name on the side of the building. And then upstairs they had a little Hall of Fame with his pictures and hockey cards and everything. And then when we got done shooting, we had a old-fashioned neighborhood hockey game with the neighborhood guys.
Okay.
Which was a blast. And me being 60 years old against those young guys, but I held my own pretty good, and I had a lot of fun.
Jerry, how do you and your family want your father to be remembered?
As the greatest goalie that ever lived, a man that just wouldn't quit. A man that played through pain.
And we know that. And that's why I'm impressed that you're on this show. And I know you don't do too many interviews, and I appreciate you being part of this. I know he has a birthday coming up here at the end of May, and I believe he would have been 86 years old, and it's hard to believe with that.
Yeah, I had my mother coming in July 3rd. She's going to be 80. Families getting together for the first time in many years. So,
well, Jerry, I'd love for your mother to be able to hear this show, and if I'll end up sending you a tape because I'd love your mother to hear this show.
That'd be fantastic,
Jerry. I want to thank you very much for being on this.
Before you go,
pardon me.
I want to say hi to my cousins, Mary Jo and Chicky and Cabetti and Joe Maria.
No problem at all. I think that's terrific. And I want to thank you for allowing us into your family and the life of your father, the greatest goalie of all time, Terry Sawchuk. So we appreciate it.
Thank you.
I want to thank my producer, Debbie Schreiner, for always passing me that puck. We will return to In the Crease next Sunday at 11 p.m. We want you to keep your head up every time you're on that ice. And good night.
Most grocery stores lack that